Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf tesvav Baba Basra 115. And today's daf yomi, the Mishnah tells us Seder Nachos, the order of inheritance, and it's based upon a verse in Bamidbar chapter 27 verse 8, which states Vel b'nei Yisrael tadaber lemor ish ki amus uveinen lo vavartem es nachoso levito. And you shall tell the children of Israel, if a man will die and he has no son, then you shall pass over the inheritance to his daughter. So says our Mishnah, what does this mean? This means that a son comes before a daughter for inheritance. That means if a father has a son and a daughter, the son is the one who inherits. And comes along our Mishnah and tells us that kol yotze yirechu shel ben kodmin lebas, that all of the offspring of the son come before the daughter to inherit. And the Gemara explains what this means is ben eli el ben ben aben obas aben. And what this means is, let's say you have the son died, but he left behind a son or a daughter. Then the son or even the daughter that is the granddaughter of the original man, the father who is bequeathing his possessions, comes before the father's daughter. Meaning to say, if a father has a son and a daughter, and the son dies, and the son leaves behind his own daughter, that daughter, the granddaughter of the original man, inherits the man before the man's own daughter, because the daughter is the yotze yirecho of the ben. This is what the Gemara tells us. However, the Gemara on Kuf Tesvav Amabez explains that there was a dispute about this amongst the Tzedukim versus the rabbis. So the Tzedukim were a group of people who didn't necessarily accept the rabbinic interpretation of halacha. And in this case, what happened was there were the Tzedukim who argued that the granddaughter of the man, who is the daughter of the son of the original man who died, should share the inheritance with the daughter of the man who died, that the granddaughter of should share with the daughter. And so Rava Huna, in the name of Rav, says Ko Omer Tirash Bas Im Basa Ben Afilu Nasi Sheb Yisrael Ein Shomen Lo. So Rav's teaching is that whoever says this idea, which the Tzedukim said, which is that a daughter shouldn't equally split it with the granddaughter, even if the person who said this was a Nasi Sheb Yisrael, even if it was a prince whose teachings are generally considered to be supreme, we do not listen to him, because She'enon Elamai said Tzedukim, because this is the way of the Sadducees. And there are two ways to understand this idea, that even a Nasi Sheb Yisrael, we do not listen to him. One teaching is that what it means is that even if he's so smart that he's a Nasi, we still don't listen to him because he's wrong. Or else we say, even if he knows it's wrong, but he's trying to institute a decree to make it fairer for the daughter so that she should have some money with the granddaughter, we say, we do not do this because we do not want to act by the way of the Tzedukim. And the Gemara cites a brisa which tells us that there was an argument about this between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Tzedukim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to best the Tzedukim and prove that they were wrong. And this happened on the 24th of Teves. And the day that this happened, Tavno Adinina, that the judgment returned to the proper way. And so as a result of this, this date was recorded in Megillas Tainis as a special date that is worthy of being celebrated. And we cannot observe fast days on this date. This is the 24th of Teves, the day where the rabbis bested the Sadducees with relationship to the laws of inheritance. And on this date, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was arguing. There's nobody from the Sadducees who wanted to argue with him, chutz mizakin ekud. There was one old man there who got up and argued with him. And the Gemara tells the back and forth that originally the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cited a verse. And when that didn't work, he saw he had no way to resolve the question. He said, okay, you know what I'll do? And he cited for him a Kal v'chomer argument. And the Rashbam writes that what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said was, I tried to push you off with a smaller argument. When that didn't work, he had to tell him the time Tamo Shel Davar. He had to tell him the real essence of the matter. But originally, he didn't want to tell him the Tam. He didn't want to tell him the real essence because Aser Legalos Lam Tamei Torah. It's prohibited to reveal the secrets, the reasonings of the Torah without a first trying to push him off with straw, with a light answer. So we see from here that originally, even when you're arguing with another Jew, but this Jew is a Sadducee, so he was somebody who was not a believer in the path of the rabbis, that you're really not supposed to originally teach them the Tamim of the Torah, the secret reasons of the Torah, because there's the concern that they will misuse these reasonings. But the Shut Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi writes, he rules from there on this basis. He says, okay, the Tamei the Torah, the secrets of the Torah, you're not supposed to teach a heretic like a Sadducee. However, that's the only thing that's prohibited, but everything else, it is permitted. Otherwise, the Rashbam wouldn't have said the Tamei Torah. So it's just the secrets, but everything else, you're permitted and perhaps even encouraged on the basis of this teaching of in the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to engage with the people who are disagreeing with you. And even the Tamei Torah are permitted when it's not possible to convince them otherwise. So we see from this story that there is a reason and a need to engage even with the Sadducees, with the people who are challenging us and questioning us. We need to engage and share with them our approach to the Torah.